It was a beautiful, sunny Palm Sunday, kind of like today, but a lot warmer. I think it was like 27 degrees this morning. When little Billy woke up with the flu, being a youngin', he didn't think that this was such a bad thing. Too sick to go to church. Oh, darn. So Billy stayed in his jammies and played video games until his family came back home. Everyone was carrying palm branches as they walked in the door, and I forgot to bring mine up into the pulpit to wave around. "What are those?" Billy asked his mother. "They're palm branches, honey," his mother explained. "People waved them over Jesus' head as he walked by." "Aw, man," the boy grumbled as he stomped off, "the one Sunday I can't go to church and Jesus shows up." Poor Billy. How disappointing to think that the nice bearded man from the stories in your children's Bible made an appearance and you missed it. Now, if I was Billy's mom, I might have taken a moment to talk to him about how Jesus is always here with us, especially whenever we come together with fellow Christians for worship, wherever two or three are gathered in his name and all that. But Billy was picturing something different, wasn't he? It must have been something different. That very first Palm Sunday when Jesus rode into town. The Jewish people had been waiting so long, so very long, for a savior, for deliverance. And now, here is this man from Nazareth. Lots of stories were being told about him, starting with those odd stories about his conception and birth involving angel announcements and inns that were full, shepherds, and a star shining brightly in the sky. And then, as time went on, more stories were told about how this man from Nazareth had gathered a few disciples around him, and then larger and larger crowds, the things he was teaching about God's love and mercy and forgiveness. There were stories about how he healed people, all sorts of people, about how he performed miracles, spoke words of blessing, invited the little children to come to him. There were even stories about the stories he told, his parables, featuring Good Samaritans and rich fools and prodigal sons. The man from Nazareth is breaking a lot of rules, hanging out with sinners, healing on the Sabbath, talking to women, touching lepers. And so the religious authorities, the scribes and Pharisees, begin telling their own stories about him, how he is a threat and needs to be dealt with once and for all. Gosh, what it must have been like when the man from Nazareth finally shows up. He's been headed toward Jerusalem for quite a while now, and the moment has arrived. Imagine the excitement, the tension, the anxiety, the expectation. As Jesus rides into town on a colt, sitting on the cushion of the cloaks people had thrown on it. There are more cloaks spread on the road and leafy branches too. People leading the parade, people following in its wake, all of them shouting with joy and enthusiasm, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest heaven." Here is our Savior, finally. In just a few moments, we're going to tell the story of what happens soon after this triumphant moment. It's not going to feel very good. We're going to tell of betrayal and of Jesus' desperate prayers for the cup of death to pass from him. We'll tell how someone swore his steadfast faithfulness to Jesus and quickly denies knowing him. We'll tell of interrogation, of voices no longer crying, "Hosanna," but "Crucify him." We'll tell of torture, of mocking laughter, of lonely agony, of a broken body being wrapped in a cloth and laid in a tomb. It's a hard turn we take on Palm Sunday, from joy and celebration into darkness and despair. But you see, Jesus didn't come to Jerusalem to lead a parade. He came to suffer and die. For you, for me. So let's tell that story. But let's remember this as we do. The voices, our voices, which will cry out with the mob to crucify him, the voices which will condemn our Lord to death, well, they're the same voices that soon will share the news that Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. That's the good news that sustains us this Holy Week. Thanks be to God, we know how the story will end. Not with betrayal and denial and failure and tears, but with an empty tomb and Easter joy.